Steve Mars is Vice President of Intergraph Corp and has been with the company for more than 25 years. For the past 3 years, Steve has managed the company's public safety segment. He joins us today to discuss challenges faced by 911 centers and the technological solutions that can help call takers and dispatchers effectively serve the public. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Mary Rose.
Sure. First question is, what are the main challenges facing call taker centers in the U.S.?
Well, we talk to our customers and customer groups quite a lot about this, just to keep the pulse. And according to them, there are really probably three or four top issues. The first one that they mentioned to us is really has to do with the psychological stress that call takers have just by virtue of the nature of the job, and then also due to increasing demands through increased call volume. And then some other issues would be their call centers see a very significant number of false alarms coming through to the call centers, taking up actually a significant number of their actual calls. And those are really wasted cycles. And so they're looking for ways to reduce the impact of those false alarm calls, and to be able to keep their valuable people working on true emergencies.
And how can new technologies like data aggregation and mapping systems assist call takers in doing their jobs?
Well, really, any kind of a technology that can take a bunch of different information flowing into the comm center and create a single visual understanding of that information and give context is viewed as valuable by the call takers. And so, really, both data aggregation to consolidate duplicate calls into a single incident, and then to be able to see that on a map so that operator can actually see where the incidents, calls, resources are, and where they need to be going, all helps with situational awareness and also to reduce errors in the events handling.
And in your opinion, how does E911 and other changes in the industry affect the call taker's job?
Well, the Enhanced 911 Act was really supposed to stop the reallocation of 911 funds to other purposes. But unfortunately, there was about $500 million was earmarked for that, but only a small percentage of those funds were ever released. So it's really not had a big impact.
And if we look at the technologies used, such as the CAD systems, what are other systems as well that can help call takers do their jobs?
Well, the CAD system helps in many ways across the life cycle of an emergency, and from helping with recommendation of matching the best resources to an emergency, giving a common operating picture of the total situation for situational awareness, interagency communication and sharing of information across agencies and jurisdictions during an emergency, notifying operators during an emergency that when maybe a reminder that goes off to say, I haven't heard from someone in a set amount of time, I need to check back and see what's going on. And then, of course, tools for analytics at the back end to do analysis of not only performance of the call center but to also help with justification of budgets for resources and for future staffing plans and so on.
And if we look towards the future, what are some advancements of the technology, CAD systems and others, that we'll soon see either in the 5 years or 10 years from now?
Well, what we really see happening is that the CAD system is becoming more and more of an assistant to the call takers and the dispatchers. And so really, it all started, I guess, when we, came out with maps with CAD systems. And from there, we've gone to having web-based solutions, and we have mobile solutions, and we have interoperability with other systems within the public safety. safety organizations. But in the future, of course, there's the next generation 911 initiatives for bringing in multimedia information and also special improvements in call routing. And then, of course, there are standards under development to facilitate information exchange. And then also thinking about information exchange hubs, message bus type systems like BizTalk as a way to really effectively move information between organizations and also across software applications, I think are the biggest ones.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you very much.
That completes our podcast. This is Mary Rose Roberts. Thank you for listening.